A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Lamed Hey, Yevamos 35b, pagination is 70, starting from the top. A new Mishnah, the beginning of the fourth Perek in Yevamos. Hacholitz Levimto. A person does Chalitza for his Yevama. Reviewing the case, a person died without children. Man died without children. He left a wife and a brother. There's a mitzvah that the brother should do either yibum, marry that widow, or chalitza, the rejection ceremony, with the yevama. The problem over here is v'nimtzes me'uberes. And after he did the chalitza, the rejection ceremony, thinking that it was needed, it turns out that she's pregnant with a child from her deceased husband. That child, if the child will be born, boy or girl, is going to absolve her from Yevama status because her husband has a child. Turns out that she's pregnant. So why did you do the chalitza? She's pregnant. Let's see what happens. V'yolda, and she gives birth, in fact. Bizman shavlad shel kayama, if the child lives, then she is going to be permitted in the relatives of the brother who did the chalitza, and he likewise is going to be permitted in her relatives because the chalitza doesn't take effect, and it's as if it never happened. Again, had it happened, then he would be forbidden in her relatives, and she would be forbidden in his. But because it turns out that she was pregnant, and she gives birth properly, so the deceased brother has a child, and the chalitza was meaningless, v'lo pasla min hakohuna, and she is not invalidated to marry a kohen, which, if she was a chalutza, as the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Emor tells us, she's forbidden as a chalutza to marry a kohen. But over here, the chalitza is nothing because the deceased brother has a child through this very woman. Tosfos makes an interesting observation that the Mishnah's wording is v'nimtzes me'uberes, it was found that she was pregnant. It was not known at the time of chalitza, she was not showing. Says Tosfos on the third line, v'niris chalitza me'ula. To people who were there, it looked like it was a valid chalitza. Nevertheless, if the child is a viable child, lives, she's not considered having done chalitza with all of its negative ramifications. She's simply a widow of the deceased husband. Continues the Mishnah. Eina vlad shel kayama. What happens if the child that she's pregnant with does not live? Hu asur bikrovo seha. He is going to be forbidden in her relatives. Vehi asura bikrovov, and she's going to be forbidden in his relatives. Uposlam and akuhuna, and it forbids her from marrying a kohen, because now she is considered a chalutza. And the simple assumption of this statement is that the chalitza took effect even though she was me'uberes, even though she was pregnant. Because it turns out that the child that she was pregnant with was not viable. We will see in a moment that that is actually a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and we're going to have to understand how Rish Lakish explains this Mishnah, but let's not jump ahead of ourselves. Drop down about seven lines to the Gemara. Itmar we learned. Hacholetz l'me'uberes. They do chalitza with a woman who is pregnant, vihipila, and she ends up miscarrying, which is precisely the second case of the Mishnah, which was, yes, she was me'uberes, but ein havlad shel kayama, the child is not viable. So the halacha, as the Gemara presents it, is that it's an argument. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Eina Tzricha Chalitza. Rabbi Yechanan holds she does not need Chalitza because the Chalitza she did while she was pregnant took effect because it turns out that she wasn't pregnant with a viable child. And she does not need new Chalitza, therefore. Reish Lakish Amar, but Reish Lakish holds Tzricha Chalitza Mano Achen, she's going to need a new Chalitza because she was pregnant at the time, even though it turns out that the pregnancy was not viable. Let's drop down about 12 or 13 lines to the end of a line, V'i bayis ema. The Gemara wants to explain the difference between Rabbi Yechanan's ruling and Reish Lakish's ruling. And if you want, we can base it on a pasuk and not merely a svara, a logic. Rabbi Yechanan sava, Rabbi Yechanan holds, uvein ein lo, the man who's deceased has no child, as the pasuk explains, vahalesle, and indeed this man doesn't have a child because it turns out that the pregnancy was not viable, so he doesn't have a child, and therefore chalitza is in order, and they did it, and who cares if she was pregnant at the time? He doesn't have a child. For Reish Lakish sava, but Reish Lakish takes the same pasuk and says, ubein ein lo, he doesn't have a child, ayin alof, check if he has a child. And at the moment that the chalitza was done, if I was checking, if I was looking even into potential, he did have a child at that time, or might have potentially a child at that time. And therefore the chalitza at that time is invalid according to Reish Lakish, which we will see. That's how we paskin. Eisvi Rabbi Yechanan l'Reish Lakish, as I mentioned, Rabbi Yechanan is going to ask Reish Lakish, how do you learn our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Ein avlad shel kayom, if you do chalitza on a woman and it turns out that it's not a viable pregnancy. The Mishnah told us, this was the second case of the Mishnah, line 4, 5, and 6 of the Mishnah. Hu asur b'krov oseha, he's going to become forbidden in her relatives. V'hi asura b'krovov, and she's forbidden in his relatives. Upasla min hakohuna, and she is forbidden to marry a kohen now because she's considered a chalutza. Bishloma l'didi, Rabbi Yechanan says, this makes so much sense according to what I'm telling you. Da amina chalitza mubarishma chalitza, that the chalitza that's done on a pregnant woman, even if it's not viable, is going to be a chalitza because the pregnancy was not viable. So who cares that she's pregnant? But that's not a fulfillment of children. Ubein ein lo makes sense on this deceased husband because the pregnancy is not viable. And therefore it's a chalitza, and the chalitza works and makes her into a chalutza. Mishum hachi pasla, that's why she became a chalutza, elul didach, but according to Reish Lakish, the amrit chalitzas meuberes lo shema chalitza, at the time she was pregnant, you can't do chalitza, because right now she's pregnant. That's Reish Lakish's opinion. Amai pasla menakuna. So then why did she become forbidden from Kohanim based on that chalitza? And likewise, why is she forbidden to marry the relatives? It's not anything. It's not a chalitza because she's pregnant. And you're telling me chalitza while she's pregnant doesn't work. Amalei, Reish Lakish responds, midrabanon. Indeed, that prohibition is only rabbinic, uluchumra ba'alma, and it's only a stringency that was created rabbinically because chalitza was done on the pregnant woman, so we make believe as if chalitza is significant because someone might have witnessed the chalitza and think she is a chalutza, but she absolutely is not a chalutza according to Reish Lakish. And when this pregnancy terminates, the child is found to be non-viable as is that second case of the Mishnah, she would be required to undergo a new chalitza. I quote from the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, six lines up from the bottom. Omar Rava, Rava says, Hilchas HaKavosa de Rish Lakish, we paskin like Rish Lakish in this regard, and if the chalitza was done at a time that she was pregnant, so if it turns out that the child lives, so she doesn't need chalitza, because she was never a Yavama, because the original husband had a child through her. But if it turns out that that pregnancy does not last, it's not a viable child, so she's going to require chalitza, but the chalitza that was done while she was pregnant does not work for this. That's the ruling of Reish Lakish. Ubein ein lo, it has to be done when he definitively does not have a child. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.